This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leaders in professional sealants. Thursday, July 16, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. South African energy and chemicals group Sasol has concluded a joint venture agreement with Uzbekistan's National Oil and Gas Company, as well as with Petronas of Malaysia. This was for the development of a new $2.5 billion gas-to-liquids project in the Central Asian Republic. The agreement opens the way for a feasibility study of a GTL plant that would use Sasol's proprietary slurry phase distillate process. This process proved commercial at a project in Qatar. Should the plant be developed, it would tap into gas reserves of some 60 trillion cubic feet. A typical GTL plant requires only 3.5 trillion cubic feet. The facility could produce some 1.3 million tons or 40,000 barrels a day of GTL diesel, kerosene, naphtha, and liquefied petroleum gas. South African Energy Minister Dipuo Peters said on Wednesday that the potential for new power projects in Southern Africa was very rich, but the coordination between the South African development community left a lot to be desired. Speaking at a SADC power sector investor roundtable in Zambia, she noted that the unprecedented economic growth in the region had led to challenges regarding electricity supply. She noted that joint efforts between SADC member states were needed to ensure that the demand and supply of electricity were balanced out. Peters said that power was the nexus of economic development, adding that the development of the Southern Africa power sector was a prerequisite for growth, as this would draw potential international investors in all sectors to Africa. She highlighted that the region had to ensure that its regional regulatory association be continuously strengthened. She said that this would be important to bring investment to the region. Also making headlines, Mozambique plans to build new 1,500-megawatt hydropower station. Nissan expects a tough African market in 2009. South Africa's finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, says that Africa has taken a severe knock from the crisis. And South Africa expects to earn 15 billion rand from tourism during the 2010 World Cup. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.